Hello and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad. Giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city.
What could possibly go wrong?
Thought I'd mix it up there.
I know. I went with your energy. Went with the flow, man.
Thank you so much.
So, it is now February, which means... That's right. Isn't January the longest month ever?
It is the longest month. However, I feel like actually, Brad, it's quite selfish to pay that sort of thing when a lot of us are still very much unemployed and don't have an income. No, it's fine. I'd prep for the occasion. I thought this song was quite fitting for everybody else. Never have lyrics been more true. Every time I get a message from like Gov, the government, HMRC, I'm like, instead of kisses, we really do get tricked, those bastards.
Do you feel like you're Annie right now?
I am Annie.
Is this because you've also got ginger hair?
Strawberry blonde. No, it's because I'm always scrubbing floors. It's because I'm always on my hands and knees.
No, you're looking for your daddy Warbucks.
It's because I live with a raging alcoholic. No. Oh, gosh. Maybe my life isn't quite like Annie.
But also, big shout out to anyone who's just finished Dry January.
Yes, this one's for you. Everybody is on. Shots.
Oh my goodness. Yes to the alcohol. What are you drinking today, Benji?
Well, I was never doing dry Jan, as you know, we discussed, but I am back on. I'm on my favorite bottle of red wine, which is the Campo. I actually don't know how to pronounce it. Campo Vigo? Vajo? Vajo. I don't know. I feel like the pronunciation changes the more you drink of it. But it's a Rioja and it's red and, you know, it's hump day and there ain't no humping going on. So I'm drinking a whole bottle of red.
No gin this week.
Had a little change off the gin. That gin I had last week was so good. I drank it like three nights in a row and then decided it was probably best to, come off that. But red wine apparently is full of, is it called riboflavin? Is that the right word?
I mean, you're asking the wrong person because I'm not a red wine drinker.
I only drink it when it's cold.
Right. Okay. What? Because it warms your cockles.
Sure. I'll be honest. I don't really know what warms your cockles means.
Like, have you never put anything in your mouth that's just warmed you up straight away?
Well, now you're talking. This is a very different type of question.
Yes, Danny, Thomas, Ryan.
Let me get out my black book, aka the phone book. All the under 30-year-old house owners in the southwest area. Only joking. You don't have to own a house. Oh dear. Anyway, so what, enough about me. What are you drinking?
Well, I'm also going to try and pronounce this. I really fancied beer today, so I went and treated myself to Staropramen. I think that's how you say it. It's a Prague beer, Prague lager, actually.
I have no idea what the difference is, and quite frankly, I don't care. But I think I actually have had that, or I've seen it in a pub on a draft.
Yeah, you definitely would have seen it out and about, 100%. It's very nice, though. Very nice.
Good. I'm so pleased you're living your heterosexual lifestyle tonight.
Yeah, I do feel a bit hetero today. A bit laddie.
Hold up. There's one thing, drinking a beer, but are you drinking it out of the can or have you put it into a glass? Because before you answer, if you put it into a glass, that is not so hetero. But if it's out the can, that's quite laddie.
It's one step ahead than that. It's not even in a can. It's in a big green bottle. It's one of those like big ones. I'm drinking it straight out of the bottle.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm in trackies as well. I'm living my scally life right now.
We're going to have to change the name of this podcast. Or the names of the episodes, one gay and one confused individual and the...
Living my Scally life. Are you into Scallies?
Scally? I thought you said Scandy. And I was like, I don't know beer was Scandinavian. And then I realized I said Scally. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What is it about Scallies that you like?
I do like the old back cap, mm-hmm. or cap in general. It's actually a back cap. I've said cap too many times and now it's frustrating me. Back cap.
We might even start in and we're off already.
Oh gosh. That's all I'm gonna hear now, and I hear people rack a cacking. Brilliant. What were we talking about? Scandinavians.
Scallies.
Oh, that's right.
How many of you had already?
What? Scandinavians? Mate, I'm half a bottle down.
Oh my god. This is just gonna go from downhill to more downhill, isn't it?
Yep. All the good things go down. I feel like you were a bit of a Scally back in the day.
Yeah, I definitely, rocked a trackie and a cap and stuff. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, is that what that is? Because I still wear trackies, like full-on sets.
Yeah, I know. We actually have the same trackie. I saw on your Insta pic, you got a matching one from ASOS. And for my birthday the other month, someone got me the same.
Wait, which one?
The one from ASOS is like black with like the white stripe down it.
You say the one from ASOS, literally my whole wardrobe is ASOS and I have about 6 tracksuits.
Oh.
The black and white one.
Black and white one, yeah.
How comfy is it?
So comfy. Although, have you found it gets a bit bobbly?
Funny enough, I've only just washed mine for the first time and I haven't actually looked at it.
Oh.
But I washed it inside out with 3 colour catchers.
Ah, clever.
Yeah. I do have a debobbler and they're really good and they're really cheap. So I'd recommend getting one.
All right.
Oh God, this episode's going to be 2 gays in the bubbly tracksuit. Just get a debubbler. It's really good. Yes, the tracksuit's amazing. It's super comfy. Thank you, ASOS. And yeah, maybe I'm a bit Scandy Scally now.
A Scandy Scally. Love it.
I think I could, if I really told people that I was Scandinavian, I think I could pull that off.
Oh yeah, it's your blue eyes. You've got those like strong blue eyes, haven't you?
Yeah. And I actually, genuinely, think Scandinavian people are beautiful.
I think I should be Scandinavian because I think I'm beautiful and they're beautiful.
No, that is... hey, that's not what I meant. But thank you for the compliment on my blue eyes. So, podcasters, this week is HIV testing week. And we've teamed up with BioSure, who have offered us 5 free kits to give away to one of our listeners. So BioSure are the first CE-marked HIV test, which you can do at home and gives you a result within 15 minutes. So we've got 5 free kits to give away. All you have to do is DM us as quickly as possible with the words, "Give us the prick!" And we'll get back to you about how you can claim your free self-test kit. Now, don't worry if we run out. We've got a discount code that we will give you. So you can head over to our Instagram page, BioSure UK, and claim yours. Together, we can give HIV the finger. For more information, if you're worried about HIV, please get in touch.
So, Benji, I don't know if you know who Annika Rice is.
I know the name.
So, back in the day, this is going back to 90s now, Annika Rice used to do a program called Challenge Annika, where it's a bit like a treasure hunt thing, and she had like an hour to like going like solve loads of clues and riddles and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she has been making me laugh so much the last few days on Twitter. I don't know if you follow her. She has been doing these lockdown challenges. And basically every day is like a little mini challenge for you to accomplish during lockdown. The first challenge was to get up out of bed. Second challenge was to get dressed into soft clothing. But the way she does it just really tickles me. Anyway, I thought I would share her third challenge with you. Have a listen to this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 3 in our challenge series. I'm so proud of you. Just think how far you've come in just 2 days. Day 1, you got out of bed. Well, some of you did.
Burn.
Day 2, you put on some soft clothing. Now, actually, this caused quite a few problems. Dom, for example, on Twitter had no concept of what clothes were and where he might have left any. And Clary D had a problem with a bra. To bra or not to bra? Other people could only find one sock. Someone else wondered whether just putting a rug around them classed as clothing. So I realised that for a lot of people, it was maybe one step forward, two steps back. But I think what this has proved is that we're not yet on a level playing field. And I would have liked to have moved into the bathroom today. But no, I think we're going to stay on the bed. And my challenge today is to get up. Really try. Get out of bed. Put on some soft clothes. Make your bed. I think psychologically, this could move us all on. Make your bed beautifully. Hospital corners, I want photos. If you've got some gaffer tape, wrap the whole thing up so you just can't get back into it. Okay? When you've done that, you can feel you've really achieved something, and I'll be so proud of you. Okay? So the today challenge is to make your bed. You've got till 8 p.m. tonight to have a go. Good luck.
Aren't they cute?
You have until 8 p.m. tonight. Is that also the bedtime that she's giving everyone?
No. It's just like, so you've got all day until 8 p.m. to achieve her challenge. So obviously, if you wanted to like get out of bed, you had until 8 p.m. that day to get out of bed. But they're really like silly and they're a bit of fun. And also, I don't know about you, because, you know, lockdown in January, I mean, hate January anyway. For me, it's been a bit up and down. So these challenges, if I'm having a bit of a down day, I'll just pop one on, have a giggle and think, oh yeah, I can get out of bed today and like, you know, get dressed and all of that. And then it kind of gets me going. So they really, really tickle me and also give me a bit of motivation as well.
So would you say that you sometimes have problems getting up?
Not that I've been told.
Oh, it's now a good time. No, it's great. I actually, whilst I was listening to that, I just googled her face, and yes, I do remember her from TV.
Yeah, I think she's on like Celebrity Bake Off at the moment. I think she did Strictly Come Dancing. Like, she's been around. So I had a question for you, because her day two challenge was to get dressed, but if you go to bed in pajamas, you're already dressed, right? So are you a pajamas in bed boy, or are you a sleep naked boy?
Naked.
Fully naked.
Fully, fully buff.
Not even a jock strap.
I don't even own one of those. Bad luck. Have I just destroyed all your, you know, visions that help you get up in the morning? No, but yeah, why? Don't you?
Okay, usually I would go to bed in like whatever underwear I was wearing, but in the winter months sometimes I wear pajamas if it's a bit chilly.
No, I can't wear clothes in bed. Does my head in. If you roll over and then it like can pull and get stuck, and nah.
Not if you've got nice like comfy ones.
Yeah, they can still pull on things. But actually, funny enough, if I'm sharing the bed with someone, I will quite often have a t-shirt on, because I hate the feeling of like maybe this is too much information, I hate the feeling of like skin like sticking. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I love skin to skin.
No.
Like spooning and it's like chest to back or whatever. Oh, so nice.
No, I hate that.
Do you?
Yeah, it's not for me. I like it if I have a t-shirt on and it's like cozy, but I hate the feeling of like, skin on skin. Makes me feel a bit sick. For like the whole night, obviously.
Oh, wow.
But don't oh wow me. You're going to give me a complex. I'll add it to the list of complexes that Brad has given me. Hi, therapist. How long do you have this week? Brad's given me another one.
No, it's just like an observation, because we're all different and we all like different things. And that's totally fine for you to not like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have that as my ringtone.
Just a reminder.
Yeah.
We can like different things. That's okay.
We do like different things. But anyway, moving swiftly on.
Well, we were inspired by Annika Rice's lockdown challenges, so we thought we would do our own My Big Gay Podcast Lockdown Challenge.
Yes, we do. And once you hear the challenge, you'll understand that this is Brad's challenge and not mine. So I apologise in advance, but it is quite fun. So listen up, and this is what you need to do.
All right, we want to see a picture of an object in your house that isn't a sex toy, but it could be.
Just to clarify for Brad's appalling diction, that is an object that is not a sex toy, but could be.
Thank you for clarifying that. Not that it needed to. So send in your pictures, and our favourite ones we will post on our social media.
Okay, so last week we played our Dear Diary, which is to do with one of our listeners having a bit of a raunchy one-on-one in a portaloo, or what we call a porta cabin. If you remember this, Brad.
I do, but I think he called it a porta potty.
Oh yeah, porta potty.
I love that they call it a potty, because I associate a potty with like what a kid would have.
Yeah, what about a squatty potty?
Yeah, what is that?
That's where they were advertising. You're a fake and a phony. We had a surprise for ages on Drag Race. It's like a little, how would you describe it? Like a U, I was going to say, it's like, imagine the shape of a gum shield, but huge, and you put it around the base of your toilet and you stand on it before you go to the toilet. It's actually really quite grim.
But why, what's the purpose of that? I still don't get what that is.
Oh, because apparently that is the right angle that humans should be at for when they, you know, let their business happen.
Have a poo.
Let their business happen. And apparently it tilts like, it's the right angle. Okay, hon, Google it. Anyway, here is the follow-up of what actually happened in the Potter Potty Dear Diary.
Dear Diary, as requested, here is the full story of the Porta Potty incident. We were at an outdoor music festival. We were chatting on Grindr and the festival had just finished, so we went into a handicapped porta potty, which was a little bit bigger. We went in and started sucking each other off. He then asked if I had ever had my feet played with, to which I said no. So he started licking and sucking my feet. We didn't think anyone was going to come to these set of porta potties, but someone did. We didn't know the guy. He just started knocking on the door and said, "Are you two all right in there?" He must have known there were two of us in there. It was a little scary at the time, but I laugh about it now. I haven't seen this guy since. It wasn't the most sexy place for a hookup.
For a moment, I thought he was going to say that they didn't lock the door. Or you know how like some that you can unlock it from the outside if you have a coin? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hilarious. Suckers. Oh, Benji, why do you carry around change so I can unlock the toilet when you're in it?
Oh my goodness. So, well, we thought it might have been at a festival, didn't we? So we were correct on that one.
Yeah.
Speaking of festivals, quick side note, have you got tickets for Mighty Hoopla?
I haven't.
Well, you need to get on it, babes, because we're going.
I 100%, if I'm in the country, which I don't plan to be in September, if I'm in the country, I will beg, borrow, steal, boots, the house down, back, cap, until I get a ticket.
Because you know, Cheryl is the headline.
Sorry, who?
Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole. You mean the nation's sweetheart. And you mean she's fucking gorgeous. And she hates Simon.
Benji, you do that so well.
Oh, stop.
Stab it, you.
Speaking of imitations, have you seen that Instagram? He's called Luke Millington Drake, and he does impressions of Keira Knightley.
Oh my God. Goodness, yes, he makes me laugh so much.
Like, I cry. I've put some on the Instagram. Have you seen the skit about Keira Knightley going to Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, I can't do it. I wish I could do it.
Oh, scrummy yummy. what does one buy at a Kentucky Fried Chicken? Oh, a bucket of chicken. Oh, how scrummy. It's the best I can do.
Oh, it's so good. And when he takes the piss out of her in all of her films, and she like pulls the same facial expressions and like speaks the same way.
Yeah, but he looks weirdly like her.
Yeah, he pulls his face in the same way, doesn't he?
I wonder if he's a relative. I'm just going to call it out there right now.
No, but he's so good at all, because he does like Hugh Grant and stuff as well, doesn't he?
That's true. And he also then does look like Hugh Grant weirdly. Oh my goodness, he's a chameleon.
Anyway, we have totally digressed. We're talking about a porta potty story.
Sorry, porta potty story. I'm so sorry, Joe. Yeah, I at a festival.
Yeah, Porta Potty Festival.
Is it weird that all I can think of is bare feet, therefore dirty feet, and therefore actually this story is so much more gross than I first thought?
If he's, what, barefooted at the festival, you mean?
Are most people not barefooted at festivals? I don't know, I've never actually been to a festival.
You've never been to a festival?
Well, I have been to festivals, but not the sort of festival that you would have been to. I've been to ones where, you know, you could quite happily wear bare feet and not sort of, you know, shred your feet and get hepatitis A, B, C, and D.
No, festivals, you don't walk around barefoot. You just wear like normal clothes. It's not like hippies.
Oh, I think I'm a hippie when I go to a festival.
I can actually see that, you know.
Yeah. I've actually got a headband on around the front of my head right now.
Flower headband.
It's not flower, but it is like a bandana one pushing my hair out of my head.
I wish it was flower, because then you look like Carol Baskin.
That bitch, Carol Baskin.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, we keep digressing. So, Porta Potty Festival, sucking feet in the Portaloo. Yeah, it's not for me. Sorry, babes.
It's not for me, but do you know what? I have a lot of credit for people that go ahead and do these sorts of things. I really do.
But nice work for going in the handicap Porta Potty, though. Bit more space. Good thinking, boys.
Spacious, spread out.
Question for you then, Benji. You may not have had sex in a Porta Potty, but have you had sex in a public toilet?
Yes.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
Which public toilet? Any ones that I would know?
Possibly.
Heaven, Two Brewers.
Oh, yes.
What, Two Brewers?
No, hang on. No, not Two Brewers. No, there's no.
McDonald's, Charing Cross.
No, I will either tell you the type of establishment or the location. Which would you prefer? You only get one.
All right. Type of establishment.
Pizza Express.
Classy.
Pizza Express, yeah.
No festival Porta Potty for you or McDonald's.
Absolutely not. Central heating. Thank you very much.
Pizza Express babes.
Pizza Express babes. Oh, my dough ball's ready.
Do Keira Knightley in Pizza Express.
Oh, I'm Keira Knightley and I had sexy time in the Pizza Express toilet. Actually, it hurts my jaw doing it. I feel like I'm gurning far too much trying to be Keira Knightley.
Wow. Well, I think I probably know which Pizza Express. It's the one on Charing Cross, isn't it?
Well. Well. Next question. See ya.
Next question.
Well. Next question. See ya.
Next question. Oh my goodness, so funny. Okay, podcasters, it's that time of the episode where we do our shout out.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Look, my ears jump up.
Love a bit of Lulu. Right, so this week's shout out is from Richard. And he says, oh my goodness, please do a shout out for Spinder. I know Brad only came once.
All right, stalker. Yes, I did go to Spinder once.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know what Spinder is, it is a, well, usually it's a spin class. And it's run by a gay guy and he's very funny. And their playlists are like gay classic anthems, you know. So this is a couple of years back now when we were allowed out and about to the gyms. I actually went on a date to a Spinder class.
I'm sorry, how does that work?
Well, messaging a guy, he says, you want to go on a date? And we would just end up talking about like spin classes. And he's like, oh, I go to this really cool class called Spinder. Never heard of it before at the time. So yeah, we went and had a date there and it was really good fun. So we had a workout together and then went for drinks after.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I'm always up for new adventures, you see. And I thought this sounded like a giggle. So I went along.
Was it good?
The class was so, so good.
No. The date was good.
Date was all right.
So you preferred riding the bike than...
Yes, the riding of the bike was the most...
Sweater you got.
That's very good.
I'm not really a spinner, I'll be honest. I don't think I could do that. Although I do enjoy the music, so maybe I should give it a go.
Yeah, well, because of lockdown, it's all on Zoom, but it's not spin classes. They do all sorts of classes now. You know, your HIIT workouts, just general cardio stuff. Well, last week their playlist was Ariana versus Britney.
Okay.
Week before was Little Mix versus Girls Aloud. So we know where we are with our music. Like, all the tunes are going to be bangers. It's led by some great people. So I will check them out. Their Insta is at We Are Spinda.
Cool. All right, Spinda, I will check it out. Well, sadly, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. But next week, we have a very special episode where we will be playing Blind Date.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait for this episode. And I have to say, our bachelor for the game is absolutely gorgeous.
He is fit.
So fit. I 100% would.
I 100% have. If you don't already, make sure you head over to our social media channels and follow us, which is at Big Gay Podcast, and also sign up to our party list at our website, www.mybiggaypodcast.com.
And don't forget the My Big Gay Podcast Lockdown Challenge, where we want to see a picture of one of your household items that isn't a sex toy, but could be.
But like I said, that is all we have time for on this week's episode. My name is Benji.
And my name is Brad.
And we will
see you next Wednesday.
What's that coming down the runway?
Song by a true Scandi Scally.
Oh my God, look at his blue eyes.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Ooh, I'll give him half.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate. We're trying to thank our following, not send them running.